Well, when I first came to Michigan, I had no idea that there were Michigan workers of Hispanic background. And a lot of these workers come with their families, and they're very isolated from the community as a whole. They work 10 to 14 hours a day, so they have no support network within Michigan. So their ability to actually learn English is very limited, but their interest in learning English is very high. And I feel that as a university community, we have the resources and the students that are able to provide ESL instruction for the workers.
What sorts of changes do you see in the migrant workers as they move through the program and attend the classes?
It's a course, so we are only there for 8 weeks. So there's a limited amount that the workers actually will learn in terms of the amount of English that they will learn. I think that the biggest changes is a question of attitude towards English, a question of attitude in self-confidence as being able to engage in conversations, to having the ability to actually practice conversations with people. For these children in particular, their self-esteem becomes much stronger. They become more competitive in wanting to show their abilities to their instructors. And you create, I think, for the students at the U of M, a bond with a community that they never see.
How is this program helping the community?
Well, there's a number of communities that are being helped by this. Obviously, the migrant community, they do not have access to ESL classes as a whole. Because of their work schedules, they usually don't come home till 7 p.m. It is virtually impossible for them to be able to travel to class, and their schedules are very ad hoc. So if we are unable to actually go to the camps ourselves and set up a structure that is flexible, they would not be able to get any English lessons. Secondly, these lessons are developed in conjunction with the workers. So the workers are going to indicate what areas they would like English in, whether they want more English to understand their children's teachers, to engage in conversations in stores, and we are able to tailor the vocabulary to their particular needs, which is unlikely to happen in most ESL classes that have a variety of students from different backgrounds.
Well, thank you very much for talking with me today.
You're welcome.